This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
I'm Nicola Coughlan, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Youngest Heroes. Rebellion, risk, and the radical power of youth.
She thought, right, I'll just do it. She thought about others rather than herself.
12 stories of extraordinary young people from across history.
There's a real sense of urgency in them, that resistance has to be mounted, it has to be mounted now.
Follow History's Youngest Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Warum nur an der Oberfläche kratzen? Bei einem Atemwegsinfekt ganz dünnes Eis.
Wenn Erkältungsviren auf die Bronchien schlagen, packt Umkaluabo den Infekt mit der Wurzel. Denn es lindert nicht nur die Symptome, sondern bekämpft auch die Erreger.
Umkaluabo.
Unaussprechlich, aber ausgesprochen gut.
Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihre Ärztin, Ihren Arzt oder in Ihrer Apotheke.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm here with Beth. How are you?
Hi Feifei, I'm great, thanks. And I have a funny story to share with you.
Oh, go on.
So I was at a fancy dress party last weekend and I was talking to a person in a superhero costume. I had no idea who it was. I was talking to them for ages, but then they finally took their mask off and I twigged. It was my cousin.
Oh, must have been a good costume. And that's a great example of the word we're looking at in this programme, twig. It's an informal British English verb. And if you twig, it means you realise or understand something, often after some time or confusion.
Exactly. And you can suddenly twig something, or it can be a slower realisation. Can you give us an example of when you have twigged something, Feifei?
Yes, actually. I was in the lift the other day and the person standing next to me looked really familiar. But I didn't know who it was until I got out of the lift. I suddenly twigged. It was a famous actor.
Ah, that's cool.
Twig can often be used in situations where you've been a bit slow to understand something. Like maybe you're watching a mystery film and it's only in the final scene that you guess who the murderer is. You finally twig who it is.
Yes, and we always twig a thing, the realisation. Here are some more examples of the verb twig.
So I know this man in the office, and then I also know a woman in my choir, and I've only just twigged that they're actually siblings.
So a friend of mine has really smelly breath, and I try to tell him gently by offering him mint, and I even bought him a toothbrush once, and he finally twigged and sorted it out.
My wife kept telling me stories about her friend who was going out with someone called Dave. It was months later that I twigged. It was my friend, Dave.
So, twig is used to describe the moment you finally realise something.
Yes, it's really useful for describing those aha moments. For example, the other day, I only twigged where my son was hiding when I heard a sneeze from inside a kitchen cupboard.
Oh, so cute. So, to recap, we've learnt twig, which we can use when we realise or understand something, often after some time or confusion.
And that's all from us. We'll be back next time with another useful English phrase. See you then.
Bye.
Learn English from the news with BBC Learning English. One big story every week, three news headlines, and all the vocabulary you need to understand the story in English. Plus, you can download a free worksheet on our website for every episode. Search Learning English from the News on your podcast app or visit bbclearningenglish.com.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, That calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on. And take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.